USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The newest mask guidelines from the CDC say Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can take off their masks. But it is hard to tell if someone has had their shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Fox News Sunday, people really have to be honest.
If you are vaccinated, we are saying you are safe, you can take off your mask, and you are not at risk of severe disease or hospitalization from COVID-19. If you are not vaccinated, you are not safe.
Some states and retailers are keeping mask mandates in place for the time being. According to a health official in Germany, it is possible that booster shots may be needed against the coronavirus sometime next year. Officials say the virus and the variants will be hard to beat. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
At least 33 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes on 3 different buildings in Gaza City. It was the deadliest single attack in a week of fighting. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, 20 women and children were among the dead. Hamas is still launching rockets into Israel. On Saturday, IDF Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conrigas told reporters that Hamas is actually the target.
We do not want civilians killed. We do not seek their harm. We are trying our best to operate only against the military, only against terrorist infrastructure.
President Biden spoke on Saturday with the Israeli Prime Minister and the Palestinian President. Members of the UN Security Council are meeting to talk about the hostilities in the Middle East. In the Israeli city of Ashkelon, one building suffered a direct hit. Health officials in Gaza say the recent Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly 3 dozen Palestinians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A congressman from South Dakota is speaking out on co-sponsoring a bill to end extra federal unemployment benefits. USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Nearly a third of states have made moves to end the additional federal unemployment benefits, cutting the extra weekly $300 payments. Many believe that the extra benefits were a contributing factor to the disappointing April jobs report. Congressman Dusty Johnson is a co-sponsor of a bill that would end the additional benefits on the federal level. The South Dakota Republican tells Fox News that the April jobs numbers were so bad because the government is still paying people to stay home.
Not a single day goes by where I don't get a call from South Dakota business owners who are trying to hire, but they are not getting applications. These are not people offering minimum wage jobs. They are much better than that. And it's not just a South Dakota problem. We saw last month's hiring numbers were anemic. Economists thought we'd add 1 million jobs. Instead, we only added 260,000. And it's because it's government's fault. We are paying people in many cases more to stay home than to work. We have to change that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A block of glacier ice dislodged and hit a 2-person climbing team in Alaska's Denali National Park. One person was killed and the other was injured. The surviving climber alerted park officials by using a satellite communication device. Officials have not yet released the names of the 2 men. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.